Today my topic is to call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
那我今天的主题就是那呼求主耶稣的人，主的人必然得救。
So this is a message all the Christians know from the very beginning.
那这个信息呢，所有的基督徒一开始就知道。
But we need to be reminded.
可是呢，我们需要常常被提醒。
The reminded, especially in these days.
特别是在现在这个。
Because you will find in the coming days, 2025 to 2026, you are going to call upon the name of the Lord more and more often.
因为呢，在今年2025年还有来年2026年呢，你会发现你要越来越多的呼求主的名。
And if you don't call upon the name of the Lord, you will call upon the name of your father, mother, but they are not going to be around.
那你不呼求主，你就会叫爸爸妈妈，
叫爹叫娘，
叫爹叫娘，可能他们都不在了。
I'm serious.
我是认真的。
And you, it's better for you to call upon the name of the Lord.
就是更好，就是要呼求神的名。
However, call upon the name of the Lord is a theme.From Genesis to Revelation.
其实从这个创世纪一直到启示录，这个呼求主的名是一直都是一个主题。
Remember Adam's son Seth. Seth.
亚当的儿子赛特。
When his first two sons fight and Abel died, again Cain killed Abel. The third son Seth started to call upon the name of the Lord.
当亚当的两个儿子就是该亚杀了以伯，亚伯死了以后呢，那亚当的第三个儿子赛特就开始呼求主的名。
And the Bible said, when he started to call upon the name of the Lord, and his line is very special.
那圣经上说，当他开始呼求主的名的时候，他的后代，他的那条根线下面就会变得很不一样。
So we need to remember our line.Is Seth's line. All the people on the earth is from Seth.
那你要知道，我们呢，这个人全都是从赛特这个人这个线下面的。我们都是他的，都是我们的祖先。
Because Cain, you know, Abel has died, killed by his brother. Cain had another line, but that line becomes very evil.
那你知道亚伯已经被杀了，那这个该隐呢，他的那根线呢，他们就成为了非常邪恶的一群。
And if you read Genesis, that line started a lot of violence.
那你要读圣经的话，你会发现他的那根线呢，他们有很多的就是暴力。
Interesting enough, also their technology advanced very quickly.
但是很奇特的就是呢，他们的这个科技也特别发达。
Interesting enough.The advancing of technology accompanied with the decline of morals.
那很奇怪的就是呢，当科技的进步呢，就带来的这个
常常 no, 不是带来，伴随着
这个道德的堕落。
It's not a cause and effect thing, but it's always together.
不是因果关系，而是一起发生的。
It's very interesting. And but on Seth's line, technology also advanced.However, they call upon the name of the Lord.
但赛特这根线呢，他们的科技也在进步，但是同时他们也呼求主的名。
And you may remember the name of Noah.
那你记得挪亚这个名吗？
You may remember the name of Enoch.
知道以诺这个名吗？
Enoch was the only person in the old days. He didn't see death. He was taken away by God.
那在远古时候呢，以诺是唯一一位呢没有经历死亡直接被提的。
And this is also he's from Seth's line because Seth called upon the name of the Lord.
他也是从赛特这个支派下来的，因为他赛特这个支派他们呼求主的名。
And Noah's seventh generation, that's Enoch's seventh generation, that's Noah.
那以诺的第七代呢，就是挪亚。
Remember Noah built the ark.
那挪亚造了方舟。
And his name is called comfort.
那以诺就是挪亚的名字呢，就是安慰。
And his father's name is Matthew Sala.
那他爸爸的名字呢是马土沙拉爷爷。
Yeah. 马马马土萨拉，哦，爷爷
爷
爷 ，his grandfather is 马土萨拉，
爷爷是马土萨拉
，and 马土萨拉 means very interesting. This name is, must be given by the people have a relationship with God. His name means judgment will come.
那他的名字很有趣，那他的名字就是呢，就是啊、审判要来。
And if you read the Bible, read very carefully, do a little bit of math. On the day when the flood come in Noah's days, is the day Methuselah died.
那你要读圣经的话，你会发现很有趣，就是呢，
the year.
那个年份很有趣，就是呢，马土萨拉死的那一年，就是大洪水的那一年。
Is that not interesting? Basically, his father gave Methuselah a name. Judgment will come. He must heard from God.
你看是不是很有趣，当这个父亲听到名字说，哎，这个孩子要叫马土萨拉，就是审判要来，他肯定是从神那听到的。
However, his son named Noah. Noah means the comfort will come.
可是你看他就是给挪亚，父亲给挪亚的名字叫做安慰要来。
So is judgment come or comfort come?
那到底是审判要来还是安慰要来呢？
Always rememberIt's both.
你要记得，永远都是两个。
God, when God comes, it's both.
当神来，就是两个都来。
The salvation cross when Jesus crucified is a double-edged sword.
那像耶稣的救赎钉在十字架上是一个两刃的剑。
That means a great, great grace will come. Free grace will come for salvation.
那就是极大的、极大的这个恩典要来。让你们就是得救拯救。
At the same time, it's a judgment.
同时也是审判。
Because anybody who rejects such great free grace is going to doomed destruction.
因为呢，你拒绝了这个是极大的这个恩典，免费这个无条件的恩典的话呢，你一定会带来这个破碎，叫什么？不对，灭亡。
Yeah. It's like people.Like, you know, Titanic, when you watch the movie Titanic, when the people die in the sea and the helicopter come, you said, I don't need it. And that's a judgment.
那比方说你像泰坦尼克号，如果这个船要沉了，然后你是水里的人，当那个直升机来救你，你说我不要得救，那是不是就是一个审判？
So that's why this helicopter come, that's a salvation. It is the same time as a judgment.
那这个直升机来了，是一个来拯救，但同时也是一个来一个审判。
For those ones who believe, it's a salvation.
相信的人就是拯救。
So those ones who do not believe, it's a judgment.
那些不相信的人就是审判。
That's why we preach this good news.
所以我们就是要宣讲这个好消息。
We want people to believe as simple as this.
我们就是希望人能够相信，就这么简单。
So that they can also call upon the name of the Lord.
以至于他们也可以一样来呼求主的名。
Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
那些呼求主的名会必然得救。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
Just like a fact.
就像赛特
，just like his children，
就像他的儿女
，Enoch，
以诺
，Noah，
挪亚
，and through Noah， the family， the saved family， then the line continued。
那挪亚是通过一个家族的拯救，然后整个线就拯救。
Until Abraham，
直到亚伯拉罕。
Abraham， wherever he goes， he will build the altar。
那亚伯拉罕不管去哪呢，他会就是建祭坛。
He will call upon the name of the Lord.
他就会呼求主的名。
And his son Isaac learned that wherever he goes, he built an altar, call upon the name of the Lord.
那他的儿子以撒也学会了，不管去哪里，他就建坛祭坛来呼求主的名。
So we need to know how important it is to call upon the name of the Lord.
所以我们要知道有多重要，要呼求他的名。
Let's read some Bible verses in Acts chapter 2, 16 to 21.
那我们读一些经文，在《使徒行传》的第
二章。
二章
16 to 21.
16
so how important it is to call upon the name of the Lord in these days and the coming days.
那在现在的日子跟将来的日子会求主的名是多么的重要。
Okay, I read the English and we read the Chinese. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
那在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
你们的儿女要说预言。
Your young men will see visions.
你们的少年人要见异象。
Your old men will dream dreams.
老年人要做异梦。
Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
And they will prophesy.
他们就要说预言。
I will show wonders in the heaven above.
我要在天上，我要显出奇事。
And signs on the earth below.
在地上，我要显出神迹。
Blood and fire and billows of smoke.
有血有火有烟雾。
The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood.
日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血。
Before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord.
这都要在主大而明显的日子未到以前。
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
Here the Bible is talking about the coming days of the Lord.
那圣经这里讲到的是末后的日子。
It's called great and glorious days.
就是那荣耀的日子。
And great days.
那个伟大的日子。
Great days sometimes means it's awful days. It's scary days.
那有的时候说伟大的日子也可能是可怕恐怖的日子。
This is also prophesied in the book of Joel, prophet Joel.
这也是在约珥书里面讲的。
Actually, this is quoted from the book of Joel.
其实就是从约珥书那引过来的。
That time, there's troubles in Israel, but Joel prophesied.
那当时在以色列就是有灾难，所以呢，这个约珥呢就发了这个预言。
But he prophesied also about the last days.
那但是他同时也发了这个末后的日子。
So what is the last days?
那什么是末后的日子呢？
Maybe people think differently.
那可能每个人都有不同的想法。
That for sure, the future is the last days.
那肯定末后日子是未来的日子。
When Jesus' time talk about last days, you think about maybe the first century, second century.
那当耶稣讲未来的就是末后的日子的话，你可能想到是一世纪、二世纪。
Actually, those days people thought it's the last days because Jesus has already come crucified.And Holy Spirit has come, church has born, this is the last days.
那其实当事人确实认为那个时候就是末后的日子，因为当耶稣已经钉死在十字架上复活，然后圣灵也降下来，他们认为那个时候就是末后的日子。
Actually, interesting enough, in Jewish calendar, this year is the 5,800 something. Sorry, I'm not good at that.Some people are very interesting.
那就是今年呢，在这个以色列的年呢是五八多少多少年
？Yeah, and basically the human history, known history, and we are on the sixth day. Okay, sixth day, just 6,000 from 5,000 to 6,000. That's the sixth thousand. Is that right?
那人类的历史就是我们现在进入第六千年。
Yeah, we are at the end of, almost at the end of.
快要进入第六千年，五千多年。
And the 7,000 will be, remember, 7th will be a Sabbath.
那呢，在七呢，就是代表就是安息。
So, basically, when you think about when Jesus come, that's the beginning of which century? Beginning of the.Beginning, sorry, the first century, but in the Jewish year, that's 2,000 years ago.
那呢，就是你知道耶稣来呢，就是元年，对不对？但是在以色列的这个年代呢，就是他们的两千年。
That's according to the Jewish calendar, is already the last days.
那呢，就是按照呢以色列人的年份呢，现在就是末后的日子。那个时候就是末后的日子。
So, actually, from Jesus' first coming to the next coming, it's the last days.
那从耶稣来到 耶稣的再来就是末后的日子。
So we are in the last days of the last days.
那我们就是在末后日子的末后的日子。
So this Bible prophecies will be fulfilled.
那这段经文呢，这个预言呢会被实现。
It's actually fulfilling.
那现在其实已经在慢慢发生了。
Actually in the church, many things are restoredAnd the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit is restored in the last century. People started to speak in tongues and seeing visions. Actually, for quite a few centuries, this was buried.
那就是现在的教会呢，已经是慢慢恢复，就是圣灵充满，讲方言。那其实这个之前呢，很多这方面是没有是被隐藏的。
It's not that active. A little bit here and there, but it's not active.
那以前可能有一些是有这样的情况，但是呢，大部分都是不。
There was a denomination, old denomination called Quakers.
那之前呢，有一个就是分一个支派呢，叫做
贵格派。Quakers 就是 earthquake.
Quakers earthquake. Okay, 就地震派。
Yeah, why? That's the only one. That's the one. They believe.The infilling of the Holy Spirit. So they wait upon the Holy Spirit, and when Holy Spirit comes, they are going to shake. That's why I called Quakers.
那他们为什么叫做这种震动派吧？就是他们觉得呢，圣灵充满的时候，他们就会抖动，所以他们就是叫这个什么派？
贵格派。
So
that have you heard about John Fox?
有没有听过 John Fox?
Yeah, John Fox is the father of the Quakers.If I remember correctly.
那如果我没有记错的话呢，这个 John Fox 就是贵格派的这个
创始人。
Okay.
Anyway, that's a small denomination.
那只是一个小的一个支派。
You cannot hear many Quakers these days.
那现在你已经很少听到这个 Quakers 这个派了。
There's one house in Vancouver at the intersection of.Oak and the 70th Avenue. This is called House of Quakers. I'm very curious. I want to visit.
那在温哥华呢，在 Oak 街还有七十街的那个角落有一个房子，就叫做贵格派的家，所以我就很想去看一下。
So basically, this is becomes very small, general, small, and nobody really knows.
那他们就是他其实变得越来越少，很多人都已经不知道他们了。
However, started from last century, beginning of the last century, many revivals come, and the people start speaking in tongues.
那呢，从上世纪开始呢，很多很多的复兴呢，人呢再次就是开始说方言。
One revival is called Azusa Street Revival from Los Angeles.
那有一个就是复兴呢，叫做 Azusa Street 复兴，在洛杉矶发生的。
Started from Samuel Seymour.
那从 Samuel Seymour 这个人开始。
Anyway, people start filled with the Spirit and speaking tongues, start preaching gospel.
那这些人呢就被圣灵充满，开始说方言，开始传福音。
In the 60s and the 70s, the Vineyard movement started, and John Wimber was a person and started the modern day charismatic movement.
那在六七十年代呢，这个 John Wimber 开始了这个现代的灵恩运动。
And more people filled it with the spirit.
那更多人呢就被圣灵充满。
Many prophets also raised up.
那很多先知呢也开始站起来。
Anyway, this is the last days. So now a lot of the churches, especially in Latin America, Africa.And that mega churches are all filled with the Holy Spirit.
那现在很多教会，特别是拉丁美跟非洲的教会，他们的教会都是被圣灵充满的。
Because in those places, without the Holy Spirit, it's different. You cannot just read the Bible to them. Nobody, you know, the people, they are all full of demons. You know, people are so broken. You have needed power.
那你知道那因为什么圣灵在那些地方这么强，是因为呢他们这些人是有很多就是仇敌的攻击，然后很多撒旦，不是很多什么魔鬼，对，如果没有圣灵的能力呢，他们没有办法得释放。
There's one evangelist, his name was T.B. Joshua, I think. Joshua. And he always cast out demons. A lot of weird stories.
那要是你听说这个 T.B. Joshua 这个人的话呢，他就常常去赶鬼，然后你会听到他很多奇奇怪怪的故事。
So people, you all know Pastor Carl, is that right? Pastor Carl.
那 Pastor Carl 我们都认识。
Or the pastor, is that right?
那我们那个老牧师。
He's not from a charismatic denomination. He's from Lutheran.
他是路德会的，他不是就是那个灵恩派出来的。
But when he was in Africa, he told me quite some stories. He had to cast out the demons.
那他跟我讲了一些故事，就是他在非洲的故事。他说他不得不去赶鬼。
As there was once he did the whole day to cast out the demon.
有一次甚至他一整天都在赶鬼。
赶一个鬼。Anyways, so.In those places, you need the power of the Holy Spirit.
在那些地方，你需要圣灵的大能。
Of course, Lutherans also have the Holy Spirit.
那当然，路德会他们也有圣灵的大能。
But how much you believe, and that's very important.
但是你相信有多少呢？这是很重要的。
However, Bible said in the last days, God will pour out His Spirit on all people.
但是圣经上说呢，在末后的日子呢，神他的灵要浇灌所有人。
Yeah, sons and daughters will prophesy.
你们的儿女呢要说预言。
Do you believe? Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy.
相信吗？你们的儿女要说预言。
You need to believe.
你需要相信。
Bible is all about belief.
那圣经呢，就是关于信。
And you will see. I already saw it in many churches that little children actually they pray and they heard from God much clearer than adults.
那我也已经看见了很多小孩在别的教会里的小孩，他们祷告，他们听见神的声音比这个成年人听到的更清晰。
Yeah, you will see this. I saw this many, many times.
那你们也会看到，我已经看到了很多很多次。
The children prophesy.
儿女要说预言，孩子要说预言。
Actually, my children when they were young, they speak to me. God speak to them. Through them to me, they don't know, but I know that God is speaking.
其实我的孩子以前小时候也有，就是对我说一些话，我知道就是神通过他对我说话，虽然他们不知道。
I know. Actually, they will prophesy.
我知道他们是在说预言。
And so we need to believe this.
所以呢，我们需要相信。
And then young people will see visions.
那这个少年人要见异象。
You will see visions, young people. If you think you are young, you are going to see visions.
你们会看见异象。如果你觉得你们是年轻人的话，你们就会看到异象。
Then old people are going to dream dreams.
老年人就要做梦，做异梦。
If you dream a lot, maybe you think you are old.
如果你做很多异梦啊。
But anyway, that's how the Lord is going to speak to us.
这就是神怎么样对我们说话。
His servants and handmaidens will be filled with the Holy Spirit and will prophesy.
那他的仆人、他的使女呢，就要被圣灵所充满、浇灌来说预言。
And also, there are going to be wonders in heaven and on earth, and blood and smoke and stuff.
那在天上就要显出奇事，要有血、有火，还有烟雾。
And the sun will be turned to darkness, and the moon will be bloody.
那日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血。
So some people don't understand what the Bible is talking about.
有的时候我们很多人都不明白这个圣经说的是什么。
This is not scientific.
不是说什么，不是科学，不是科技。
Some of the people that believe in science, they mock. How come sun be darkened? Who can darken sun?
那有些人就是学科学，他说：“哎，这个太阳怎么会变黑暗呢？太阳怎么能变黑暗呢
？”And there are other Bible verses said the stars are going to fall.
那有一些圣经其他地方写到这个星天上的星星都要坠落。
But if God speak to you, you know what is this kind of language about.
那如果神对你说话的时候，你就知道这里讲的是什么。
Many people among us also see visions of this. Dreams. When you see a vision, you know how God speaks.
那我们这里很多人都就是说预言，看异象，做异梦。你们当神跟你们看异象的时候，你知道神要跟你说什么。
Because when you see a vision about the future, sometimes you don't know how to describe.
那因为呢，有的时候你看到就是异象的时候，有的时候你不知道怎么解释。
You don't know to have the language.
你没有语言。
Think about 2,000 years ago, Prophet Joel saw that these rockets falling to Israel. You know.Iran fired 600 rockets at the same time.
那你想想看，约尔，如果约尔当时看到的异象就是，伊拉克发了600个这个导弹到以色列，他看到的是什么
？And then the Iron Dome start working.
那这个铁的这个钢铁的这个
铁群
铁开始工作。
So that's what I saw it. I said this is.Exactly what the prophets are talking about. The stars are falling. What they see, that's what they see.
那这个就是他先知看见的，他就说了，就是他看见的是好像星星掉下来。
If they saw that in the vision about all these rockets are falling, and what language they can describe? What kind of language they can use?
那你想看，如果他在异象中看到这些火箭这样子掉下来，你觉得当时的人是用什么样的语言来形容呢？
The only way to describe is the stars are falling.
那唯一可以用这个语言来形容，就是星星从天上掉下来。
Because they had no any concepts about satellites, rockets.
因为他们没有这个就是卫星的概念，没有这个导弹的这个概念。
I think you agree with me.
你同意吗？我相信你们同意是吗？
And you will know what it means. Sun is darkened.
那我相信你也知道什么意思，就是太阳变为黑暗。
The people cannot see sun for many many days.
那人呢，在很多很多日子里都看不见阳光太阳。
However.When those things happen, when we call upon the name of the Lord, we'll be saved.
但是呢，即使发生这件事情，当我们呼求主的名，我们就必得救。
We Christians, we are saved, and then we are saved.
那我们作为基督徒呢，我们是得救，我们就是得救。
But salvation, there are different levels of salvation.
但是呢，这个拯救有不同的层面。
The first level you think is about.From death to life, our eternal salvation.
那第一层面，你可能想就是从死亡进入永生，就是永恒的这个救赎。
The John chapter 3:16 talked about God loved the world and sent His only begotten Son to save us, so that whoever believes will not perish, but be saved, have eternal life.
那约翰福音3:16就讲的，就是神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给我们。以至于我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So today, when we Christians see, oh, whatever happens, we know we are saved.
那我们基督徒不管这个世界发生什么，我们都知道我们是得救。
We know we have eternal life in us.
我们知道我们有永恒的生命。
Our physical day in Bible is described as sleep.
那我们就是。在世的日子呢，圣经上形容的就是像睡觉一样。
So whatever happens, you know, the Lord will give us that boldness and there's no fear.
那不管发生什么，我们知道神呢就会给我们这种勇敢的心，而不是惧怕的心。
Because we have life.
因为我们有生命。
Now God will change our body when He.You know, at the due time, He would give us another body.
那在时候来的时到的时候呢，神呢就会给我们新的这个肢体、新的肉体形象。
So this is our eternal salvation.
那这就是我们永恒的这个救赎。
We need to believe.
我们需要相信。
So the fear is gone.
以至于我们惧怕要出去。
And of course, I know many Christians still have fear.
那我们知道很多基督徒还是有惧怕。
I remember the other days, I was a new Christian. You still have a lot of fear.
那我还记得我刚信主的时候，我还是有很多恐惧的地方。
More and more, when I experience God, when I see visions, God talk to me about things, the fear is gone. I know He is true, His word is true.
那呢，当我经历神，然后听他的话语的时候呢，我就知道这个惧怕越来越少，因为我知道他是真实的，他才是真的。
Whatever he says in the Bible is true.
他在圣经里所说的都是真实的。
He's the Lord.
他是主。
He will keep us from falling.
他会保守我们不至于跌倒。
He will give us a new life.
他会给我们新的生命。
New body.
新的肉体。
Because every word in the Bible will come to be true.
因为圣经上的每一句话都要实现。
So that's why Lord will lead us as a good shepherd to experience his power of salvation in a daily basis.
那所以呢，神呢，他是一个好牧人，他会帮助我们每一天呢都能够经历他。
Our faith will increase.
那我们的信心也会增长。
Our faith.Need to increase.
而且我们的信心也必须要增长。
Do you believe that we have different levels of faith?
那你相信我们有不同层面的这个信心？
Our faith need to grow.
我们的信心要增长。
We need to pray.
我们需要。
We need to experience God to please increase our faith.
我们需要祷告，我们需要求就是祷告求神帮助我们加增我们的信心。
And faith is the thing God is going to be pleased.
那呢，就是人非，就是信心才是能够是蒙神喜悦的。
And in the coming days, many things happen. What Lord really needs is your faith.
那未来的日子，很多事情都要发生。那神需要的是你的信心。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢
？Because you cannot control anything, God controls. But if you don't believe in Him, you're in trouble.
那因为呢，你没有办法掌控任何事情，但是神他是可以掌控。如果你不相信他的话，那他会有，你会有的呀，你会有。
That's why God is not happy.
所以神呢，他不喜悦。
Why he's not happy?
为什么他不喜悦呢
？Because he's your father.
因为他是你的父亲。
You know, as a father.When my children trust me, I'm very happy.
那我作为一个父亲，当我的孩子信任我的时候，我很开心。
Do you believe? Father and mothers all believe when your children trust you, you are happy.
那作为父母的，你们相信吗？当你的孩子信任你的话呢，你就很开心。
God, He has all the resources. Only thing He needs is our faith. We need to trust Him.
那我们的神呢，拥有所有的资源，他唯一需要我们的就是相信他。
You know, in the coming days, many things are shaking. What are you going to trust?
那在未来的日子，很多地方都要被震动。那你相信谁？
Okay, now Europe and Canada trust America, trust NATO.
那这个欧洲呢跟加拿大呢，就是相信美国，他相信这个北约这个呀。
For many many years, they trust NATO.
那很多很多年呢，他们都相信这个北约条例。
Canada trusts U.S.
那加拿大相信美国。
Because U.S. is going to defend us.
因为美国会为我们来保护我们呢。
That's why we don't develop to spend much money on military.
所以我们不需要花很多钱，就是来发展我们的这个军事。
Can we trust?
我们能够相信他吗
？Suddenly you find.Trump says, "I don't care."
突然之间，川普就说：“哎，我不管你们了。”
Trump says, "I don't care."
我不 care 了，我不在乎。
I don't care.
我不在乎。
You understand who you can trust?
你相信吗？你能够信靠谁
？Europe.And Canada will be in big trouble if, you know, we trust only trust America.
那欧洲跟加拿大真的会有麻烦，如果我们只相信美国的话。
Putin is a very bad guy.
那普京呢是一个很坏的一个人。
And you know the Brandenburg, he saw in a vision. He said there's a big demon.Came into Putin.
那这个有一个先知叫。
The many 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 years ago.
那很多年前的这个先知。
就这个 Bix.
他就看了一个异象，就是一个很强大的这个仇敌呢，撒旦呢进到了这个普京的身上，邪灵进入普京的身上。
And he's going to do a lot of things.
他会做很多事情。
The things the people who are demonized does is not what you think, logically.
那这些就是被这个魔鬼控制的人呢，他们做的一些事情呢，你是没有办法用理性来想象的。
I'm not a prophet, I just use my logic. When he see America abandon Ukraine, he knows that I can conquer Europe.
我不是先知，但是我看见的就是当美国不帮助
欧洲，不帮助乌克兰的时候，
不帮助乌克兰的时候呢，他就会认为他也可以侵略欧洲，是这样吗？
Yeah, one by one.The small countries.
一个接一个，他可以。
He's a smart guy. He knows how to divide.
他是一个很聪明的人，他知道怎么样让这些地方分裂。
那 Europe, European countries, they are not united.
那欧洲的国家呢？他们是不团结的。
They can talk a lot.
他们就是一起说很多。
But Putin could take one by one.
但是普京呢？他可以一个一个拿下。
Because Ukraine actually is the biggest in terms of the land among all the Europeans.
那其实在欧洲来讲，乌克兰其实是最大的一块地。
If he can take Ukraine, he can take Poland very easily.
他如果可以拿下乌克兰，他就可以拿下波兰。
Of course, he can take other countries too.
那当然，他也可以拿下其他的国家。
Maybe he can take Canada too if he is interested in it.
他甚至他要是对我们感兴趣的话，他可能也会拿下加拿大。
So who you want to depend on?
所以你想依靠谁呢？
So we, in the coming days, we will call upon the name of the Lord.
所以你要等，你看未来的日子，末后的日子，我们要呼求主的名。
So the second level of call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved, is talking about every day being saved from bad situations.
那呢，就是讲到就是呼求他的名得救的第二层面呢，就是每一天在小事上呼求他，使你得救。
The first level is our eternal salvation.
第一层就是我们永恒的救赎。
The second level is our daily salvation.
那第二就是我们每日的救赎。
He's the Lord.
他是主。
He helps us every day.
他每一天都能帮助我们。
Actually, if we read the Psalms,you know, David wrote Psalms mostly about daily salvation.
那如果你读大卫写的这个诗篇的时候呢，其实大部分都是讲每日的救赎。
Because David, when he was anointed as a king, when he was around 15 years old, and after that, until he was 30, about 15 years old, he was under persecution by the king Saul.
因为当大卫十五岁被膏，直到他就是十五年之后成为王之间呢，他都是一直遭这个扫罗的迫害。
Do you think David can fight Saul?
你们认为当时就是大卫能够抵挡扫罗吗？
David in those days is from a poor family, from a Bethlehem, a poor family.A small guy, just like you and me.
那当时大卫呢，他是从那个Bethlehem 那个伯利恒的一个小城市的一个小家庭出来的。然后呢，他也是一个普通人，就像我们一样。
Just like you and me, try to fight. I don't know these days fight whom, fight. You know, emperor.
就像 你和我一个小人物，我们要跟这个国王打仗。
It's not you want to, but he want to kill you.
不是你想跟他干仗，是他要来杀你。
Because he think you are a trouble.
因为他觉得你是个麻烦。
Because Saul was jealous about King David, because King David was anointed to be the next king. He didn't like that.
因为扫罗呢，就是嫉妒这个大卫，因为大卫被膏是成为下一任王，所以他不是很开心。
So, with all his might, he wanted to kill David.
他就是想尽办法要杀这个大卫。
So you thought about, you think about David's life.
所以你想当时大卫的这个生活。
If I were David, I would say.God, please don't anoint me.
如果我是大卫的话，我就说主啊，你不要恩膏我，不要膏油膏抹我。
Maybe, you know, sometimes we pray, God, anoint me. That's, we are very happy, but after that, we say, God, please.
有的时候我们祷告神啊，你来恩膏我吧。但是有时候你想，哎呀，神啊，你还是不要了吧。
I don't know if you experienced that, and the Lord putting you in test. Some people is going to persecute you.
那我不知道你有没有经历过，因为有的时候呢，神就是会把你放在试探、试炼当中呢，因为有些人就会来试炼你。
You know that the black pastor, Pastor Severin, preached here.
你记不记得那个黑人牧师啊、，Severin 那个牧师来过我们这里讲道的
？Basically, he come out of his country because he was people would kill him.
那他其实就是从他国家出来的原因，就是因为他们国家有人要杀他。
Because of his faith.
因为他的信仰的原因。
So you see, David, daily, think about King Saul has an army trying to get this guy.
你想看大卫，他就是每天都想，哦，这个扫罗有一个军队，天天就要来杀我。
Think about David Job. He's going to get David Job.
David Joe. 比如说大卫，我们的David。
David Joe has nothing, no army.
那你看我们的大卫没有军队。
Even do not have a gun.
也没有枪。
That's what that other David faced.
那就是我们圣经里的大卫他当时面对的。
In 15 years.
15年。
Every day.
每一天。
He needs to call upon the name of the Lord.
他需要呼求神的名。
That's why he wrote many psalms in the book of Psalms.
所以呢，他写了很多诗篇哦，有了这个我们的诗篇。
Become part of the Word of God because Holy Spirit just cries through him, helping him.
成为了就是神的话，因为呢，圣灵在他里面呢，就是来呼求神的名。
If you read David's life in 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, you know that.Wonderful. That story is, you know, God was with him.
那如果你读那个大卫的记载呢，就是撒母耳记上下的写关于他的事情呢，你会发现就是神在他身上的工作。
Amazing stories.
很多奇妙的故事。
We preached here many times too.
那我们在这里也讲过很多次。
He saved.
他被拯救。
Tomorrow again, he saved.
那第二天明天之后呢他又被拯救
Third day,
第三天
He thought Saul is not going to come after him he, Again he come
那第 他就第三天发现扫罗不追杀他了他又来到神的面前
He will call upon the name of the Lord
他就呼求主的名
No choice
没有办法
He only have led on maybe a few hundred people
他当时可能就只有几百个人跟着他。
Actually, those people are not good people either.
其实那些人也不是什么好人。
Bible said those people are the ones who are distressed, depressed, and they owe money from, they didn't want to pay the debts.
那圣经上其实讲的这些人呢，都是有问题的，有情就是情有抑郁的，你知道吗？或者欠钱的，你知道这些人。
They followed David.
这些人呢就愿意跟随大卫。
Remember, there was a time they wanted to stone David to death because David led them to do something else, and their children was taken away by Amorites.
那你记不记得圣经上有一段就讲说，其实他们当时想用石头打死大卫，因为当时大卫带他们去做一些其他事情，留下的孩子跟妇女呢就被这个。
亚玛利人
给掳走了。
So they want to kill David.
所以他们就想来杀大卫。
That's David's people.
那些就是跟随大卫的人。
You think about David and these people can fight Saul?
觉得大卫跟这些人能够抗衡这个扫罗吗
？Before they fight Saul, his people already killed him.
在打仗之前，他自己跟随他的人已经杀了大卫了吧？
Because those people are distressed people.
因为那些人呢都是有麻烦的人。
David need to call upon the name of the Lord.
大卫需要呼求主的名。
So we need to believe the word. Our Jesus, our Lord is a good shepherd.
我们要相信神的话，我们的耶稣是好牧人。
And he, the good shepherd, and we can read John chapter 10, 15, he dies for us.
那我们读一下这个约翰福音第十章十五节，他为我们死。
Yes. Start from verse 11. I am a good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的。
So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away.
他看见狼来了，就撇下羊逃走。
Then the wolf attacked the flock and scatters it.
狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。
The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
雇工逃走，因为他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep.
正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
So he's the good shepherd. He will lead us to the right place, green pastures.
他是好的牧人，他会把我们带到正确的地方，带到青草地上。
Just like how he led David.
就像他怎么样带领大卫。
You know, David was a shepherd boy. He knows.What a good shepherd is.
那大卫呢？他也是个牧羊人，他知道怎么样成为好牧人。
That because David trusted his shepherd.
那因为大卫呢，信靠他的牧人。
And in Psalm 23, he says, "Jehovah is my shepherd; I shall not want."
那所以在诗篇二十三篇呢，大卫就说呢：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
So.He passed, went through all these toils and dangers. Eventually, he became the king.
那呢，就是他经历这样子的磨难，直到他成为这个国王。
Whatever God has promised him, come to be true.
那神呢，给他的这个预言呢，都成就。
Because God is with him.
因为神与他同在。
So.The promise Lord has given to you, to me, will come to be true because our Father is bigger than anybody else.
那神给你我的应许呢，也都要成就，因为我们的父比万有都大。
However, during the process, we need to listen to the voice of the shepherd.
但是呢，在这个过程当中呢，我们需要聆听牧人的声音。
And here even the Bible said that the shepherd also listened to our voice.
那圣经上也讲了，我们的牧人也听我们的声音。
Basically means we need to also call upon His name.
意思就是我们也要呼求他的名。
We need to talk to pray.
我们需要向他来祷告。
Whatever things happen, we need to pray.
不管发生什么，我们都要向他来祷告。
And God will keep us through all the toils and the dangers.
那神呢会保守我们经历一切的磨难。
This is a salvation of a daily salvation.
那这个就是每一天的得救。
And so David wrote a lot of psalms, and because he has experienced the daily salvation from the Lord.
那大卫呢，每写了这么多诗篇，就是因为他天天的都经历拯救。
Not only.Experiencing salvation, but also he's a victorious person.
那不仅仅他经历拯救，而是他也是一个得胜的人。
We are going to be the same, not just saved, barely saved, you know, but we are victorious.
那我们也是一样，我们不只是仅仅得救，我们要得胜。
David was a shepherd boy, but in the Bible said he is the one.Shepherd God has chosen for Israelites after God's own heart.
那呢，就是大卫呢，是这个王，也是圣经上说呢，他是被拣选的牧羊人，来领以色列，因为他是合神心意的人。
And the Bible said something about wherever David goes, God give him victory.
而且圣经上说呢，大卫无论往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
Did you hear anybody They always have victory.
你有没有听过哪一个人永远都得胜？
I only heard Mao Zedong did that. You know, 毛主席 was very good at that.
我只听说过毛主席是这样。Chairman.
But, of course, part of the history we don't know. You know.
那当然有一些历史我们是不知道的。
But David, wherever he goes, God gave him victory.
但是大卫不管他往哪里去，神都使他得胜。
Think about the shepherd boy.
想想看，他只是一个牧羊人。
You are going to be the king of the such a country.
那你要成为这个国家的王。
And wherever you go, God gives you victory.
不管你去哪，神都使你得胜。
When he was a king, his kingdom was the most united, strongest kingdom.
那当他就做王的时候呢，他的国家呢是最团结的一个王国。
And all the other countries are scared of him.
那其他的国家呢都特别害怕他们。
And make peace with him.
啊，想要跟他们就是和好。
So you think is, oh, I'm not that strong, but you are better than David.
那你想，哦，我可能没有那么好，但是其实你比大卫更好。
Here, many of us has a bachelor's degree at least. David has no bachelor's degree.
你看，好多我们这里的人都有这个大学学历，那大卫连大学学历都没有。
Many of us have master's degree and PhD degrees too.
啊，还有很多是硕士、博士学位的。
David has no degree.
那大卫什么 学历都没有。
You know that shepherd, being a shepherd was the lowest profession in society in those days.
那当时在他的社会里边呢，就是牧人呢是一个最低的一个职位。
Because you did not need any education.
因为你不需要任何的知识。
You understand? Being a carpenter, you need to be educated.
那你要是成为一个木匠了，你还需要有一些基本知识。
Being a blacksmith, you need to be educated.
你要成为一个铁匠，你也需要一些知识。
那 being a farmer, you need to be educated.
那你做农业农民，你也需要一些知识。
Being a rabbi, you need to be more educated.
你要成为一个拉比的话呢，你就需要更多的知识。
Being a priest, you need to be highly educated.
那你要成为一个祭司呢，你需要有很高的学问。
Being a shepherd, you don't need.
但是牧人呢，你不需要。
So if I want you to be a shepherd, means you are not educated. This is the only thing you can do.
那如果你说哦，我就想当个牧人，就是你就说明你的学问很低，就是没有什么你可以做的了。
So next time if I become rich, I say okay, who come to be my shepherd? You know, I'm insulting you. I think you are the lowest.educated.
那如果我哪天有钱了，我说你来做我的牧人的话呢？通常就是来说，就是我在侮辱他，因为这个是比较低的工作，不需要什么知识的工作。
So, but David, being the king of Israel, nobody matched him.
但是呢，大卫呢，他是以色列的王，没有人能够跟他匹比。
So you and me.Can follow David through the steps.
所以你和我呢都可以来跟随大卫的脚步。
Because he followed his shepherd.
因为他跟随他的牧人。
So in the coming days, we need to be getting closer and closer to our Lord.
那在末后的日子呢，我们要更多更紧的来跟随我们的主。
We need to listen to him daily.
我们需要每一天来聆听他。
We need to develop a habit to pray daily.
我们需要有这种习惯，每天跟他祷告。
Read our Bible daily.
每一天读圣经。
And the Bible speak to us about the basics.
那圣经呢也会对我们讲基础的东西，基本的东西。
What God like and dislike.
神喜欢什么，神不喜欢什么。
If we don't know what God like and dislike, many things is not on the right track.
那如果你连就是神喜欢什么不喜欢什么都不知道的话，那你很多事情都没有在正确的轨道上。
And the Holy Spirit will speak to us about specifics.
那圣灵呢也会在细节上来跟你说话。
He will also protect us in every moment.
那在每一个动作呢，神他也会来保守我们。
Well, let's pray.
好的，我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们天上的父，我们感谢你。
Thank you. You are a good shepherd.
谢谢你，你是好牧人。
You are our savior.
你是我们的救赎主。
And we commit once again our life into your hands.
我们再次把我们的生命交在你的手中。
We say you are the Lord.
我们说你是主。
We are the servants.
我们是你的仆人。
And we are willing to pray and call upon your name all the time.
我们愿意来等候，来呼求你的名。
Because in the coming days, we know that we need you more.
因为我们知道，在末后的日子，我们更需要你。
More than ever.
比之前更需要你。
Lord, have mercy on all of us.
主啊，再怜悯我们。
And you keep us on the right track.
保守我们在正确的轨道上。
So that no one will be lost.
以至于没有人能够被失去。
No one will be eternally lost.
在永恒的道路上，没有人失去。
No one will fall into traps.
没有人掉到陷阱里。
No one will, like, get into.Serious trouble, unnecessary troubles.
没有人能够掉到不必要的麻烦当中。
Lord, we just pray and commit ourselves into your hands again.
主啊，我们就祷告，把我们自己再次交在你的手中。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷